Blog Talk Radio.
On me, Lord, on my situation, breathe on my sickness, breathe on that trouble in my home and in my life. I'll be all right if the breath of the Lord, hallelujah, if the breath of the living God will just breathe on me. We magnify your name because we know you're able to move every situation. Come on, Daryl, and minister to somebody that's going through something today.
A little voice whispers and says that it's gonna be alright.
Hallelujah. Kalalabarosai. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, God, bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're worthy of the praise. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, Father. You're worthy in the Nabokovo, your hey, God, Madara Nunukuse. Hallelujah, Nunukunidiosa. Hey, God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Have no way in Jesus. Yes, Father. Yes, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. What an awesome God. What an awesome Savior. Yay, God, in the name of Jesus, I love you, Father. I love you, Jesus. You're worthy, God. Hey, God, hallelujah. You're worthy, Jesus. Yes, God, you're worthy. God, I'm a yeah, God. How about thank you, Father. God bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have your way, O God. Move by your spirit. Sanctify the God of mine. Be your ways, O God. My God, my God. Hey, God. What an awesome God. God, I love you in the name of Jesus. I magnify you, God, in the name of Jesus. I surrender to your will. I surrender to your will. Yeah, God, I don't know who to say. Yeah, God. God, I don't know who to do you. I prostrate, God, my spirit before you. In your sovereign presence, God, God, I bow myself in the presence of your throne. I bow, God, in surrender. I bow, God. Yeah, God, my God, my God. God, I don't know who God, I don't know. God, I reverence you. In the name of Jesus, I magnify your presence. God, hallelujah. I reverence your presence. Have your way, O God. God, hallelujah. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Come in, Lord. Come in, Lord. Come in, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're welcome in this vessel. You're welcome, God. Hey, God, hallelujah. You're welcome, Jesus, in this vessel. Have your way. Shape and mold me. Move me, God. Like you want to move me. In the name of Jesus, I bow to you, Lord. Good God Almighty, I bow my will to yours. Take control, God. I give you control in the name of Jesus. I give it to you, Lord. I surrender myself, God. I surrender myself. Hey, God, I'm a willing vessel. I'm a willing vessel. In the name of Jesus, I'm a willing vessel, God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Sanctify me for your use, O God. Sanctify me. Hey, my God. Have your way, O God. In the name of Jesus. God, I love the Holy. Yeah, God, yeah, God, yeah, God, yes. Yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your way. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, Father. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 God. Yes, my God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Good God Almighty, I come before your throne boldly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Seeking mercy for your people. Seeking mercy. Hey, God, please rain down mercy in the name of Jesus. Good God Almighty, hey God, in the name of Jesus, remember the sacrifice given, Lord. Remember the price that was paid. Hey God, in the name of Jesus, and be merciful, be kind, Lord. In the name of Jesus, forgive our iniquities. Yes, God, remember, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, and have mercy, God, have mercy, have mercy. Lead us to the rock that's higher than I. Lead us, God, lead us. God, to drink from holy water. Lead us, God, to bow down, God, hallelujah, in your sovereign presence. God, in the name of Jesus, receive us, God. We repent. Forgive us, God. God, forgive us, Lord, of our heart and spirit. In the new year, because we lifted our own self up. We lifted ourselves, Lord. God, we lifted our titles before you. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, Jesus. We've honored the title more than we've honored you. Have mercy, God. We worship and serve the gift more than the gift giver. Have mercy, God. God, please. Have mercy, God. God, renew a right spirit in us. In the name of Jesus. God, help us to remember from whence, Lord God, we receive these things and turn and repent and worship you. Hey, God, in the lady, O Kobala, God, I love you in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord. I bless you, Father. God, I love you, Lord. Yes, Father, we honor you, Lord, you are worthy of our praise, you are honored, and you are worthy of our praise, even in the midst of our bodies being tired, you are worthy of our praise, in the name of Jesus. So we sacrifice the praise. We sacrifice thanksgiving. We sacrifice it unto you. God, that you may get the glory out of this. Hallelujah, Clay. Receive the glory, God. Receive the glory we do unto your name. And turn out, hallelujah. Turn, Lord. Hear us again. Hear out of your sanctuary, Father. Hear us, O God. Receive us, Father. For we repent. For from our hearts. In the name of the Lord, we turn, God, to you. We turn with our whole hearts. We turn, God. We turn, God, to worship you. We turn, God, to worship you. We turn, God, to give you the praise. We turn. We return from our heart and spirit. We turn, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, from seeking pleasures. We turn, Father, in the name of Jesus, from lifted up in pride. We turn, Father, forgive us as we throw ourselves on the mercy of the Christ. God, good God of mine, I intercede for the body of Christ. Remember, God, in the love of Kusu, remember your promise for your son's sake. God, I love Kusu. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, Aleluya. Yeah, Balaki, Delilokusu. Delilokusu. Have mercy, God. God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, have mercy, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We said we were called by your name. God, in the name of Jesus, but what comes out of our mouths, Lord God, does not represent you. In the name of Jesus, we said we're called by your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But our actions doesn't represent you. Have mercy, Adiós. Have mercy, Adiós. Have mercy on us, Father. Yeah, God, I love all you who have you. Yeah, God, we sin in the earth, but have mercy on us, Father. Yeah, God, in the earth, 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 in the yeah, God, in the Yabokoti, and you could die your fire. Yeah, God, and in Yokusi, God, and I knew you. Have mercy, Jesus. God, and I knew who Sukubala had. Even a whole idea, even a key of you. In the Nidio Kuse, in the Neo Nuru Kudalahala, God, I don't know who's in the Neo Nuru Kute Abu, Adi Olu Husayaniku, Yella Lahalio Kutuku Yadi Aduhusu, Niba Lahai, Ye God, God, I know who's Sandy Neo Nuruku, De Abu Adiku, in the Neo Nuru Husayanu, Niba Lahi, and you could ahi, God, and any one Nurukusa. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I bless you, God. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, in the name of Jesus. You're worthy to praise. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I know we don't always do it right, but we love you. Have mercy on us. Have mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, In the name of Jose Anuhu, Siki, Bono Kuse Anuhula. In the name of Jose, you see very Okula, Yaki, Okutarakai. Hallelujah, God. Yeah, God, I love you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Stay your hand, Father. Stay your hand. Stay your hand, Father. Please, God. Stay your hand in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jose, Stay your hand, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, come on and praise him. Worship him in the name of Jesus. Worship him in the name of Jesus. Worship him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kuvari anduhusu. My God, 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 Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Woe to you who use your prospective offices in the name of Jesus, contrary to the will of God. In the name of Jesus. Woe to you who use the pastoralship and exact your own pleasures. Woe unto you who have used the offices of God, God, to oppress the people of God. Woe unto you. Woe unto you. Woe unto you. Woe, God, woe unto you. Hey, God, you oppress my people. Woe unto you. Woe unto you. Repent. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I love you, God. God, I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, my God. Hallelujah. My God, yeah, God, thank you, Jesus. God, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. God, I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God, I love all kinds of people. My God, my God, my God. Come on and praise the Lord. Come on and worship Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. My soul does magnify the Lord. My soul does praise you, Jesus. My soul does worship you. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 God, I love you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. The double course, God, I love you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The time is over for playing. It's time. The time is over for playing. God is serious. And He means business. We've been playing for too long. And we've been playing with people's souls. And I'm talking to those of us who are in leadership roles. And we worship you in your role, and we look up to you in your roles. And you have brought the people of God into bondage. And you've exacted pleasures over God's people. He's fed up. It's over. Repent. Repent. For those of you who are in the prophetic way, when you've used your prophetic gift contrary to what God has called you into, it's over. Thank you, Jesus. It's over. God Himself will exact punishment. God himself, my God, is pulling sheets. He's exposing because he's tired. The time is too short. Jesus is on his way back, and if you don't mean business for God, don't play with God. If you don't mean business, don't play with him. Go out there and play lotto, but don't play with God. Don't play with God. He's set up. He's done. For those of you who want God to be your all in all, you have made your calling and election sure. Stand in your place. Let no one persuade you to move. Let no one persuade you to move from where God has placed you. Hear this. Hear this. Those that you have been seeing being exposed, you haven't seen nothing yet. The time for playing is over. If you're looking, if you're in a leadership role simply to milk the people of God, I suggest you run now. If you are in this for name recognition, I suggest you go out and find a new profession. If you are in this for anything other than for God to get the glory, then it's time to either get it right or move on. Playtime is over. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to bless God tonight. I want to thank him. I just want to thank him. I want to honor him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I simply want to glorify God tonight. I simply want to glorify him because he is awesome. I did not plan this tonight. I never plan it. I never plan it. Whatever God does is what God does. I don't have a program. I don't have a set way of going into prayer and what I'm going to pray for. When I enter into prayer, the Spirit of the Lord gives me what to pray and which direction to go to. So I'm not playing this. I'm not planning this. I don't have an agenda when I come on these broadcasts. I'm on here to glorify God and for God to get the glory only. So if you are offended, go talk to God about it. If you don't think that this should be done on this in this medium, go talk to God about it. Because I'm subject to God. I have to do what he told me to do. I have to do what he's given me to say, what he's placed in my mouth, I've got to say. And how appropriate, because we're talking tonight about the mantle of the prophet. So how appropriate for God to come in and demonstrate himself in this manner, because we're going to set aside some myths tonight. We're going to set aside, we're going to actually get the office of the prophetic, of the, I'm sorry, the office of the prophet correct tonight. God, I love you in the name of Jesus. Tonight what we're going to do is we're going to separate the gift from the office. And then we're going to tell you some of the gifts that can be mistaken for a prophetic gift. Under the leading of the Holy Spirit. The first thing you must understand about the office of the prophet and the mantle of the prophet is that a mantle is something that someone places on you. It's not something you place on yourself. It is something that is thrust upon you. The office of the prophet, the mantle is where the mantle lies. The mantle lies in the office of the prophet. That mantle is given at birth. You can't ask for this mantle, and you can't put it on yourself, because God chooses his prophet. You don't choose. God chooses. So for somebody to tell you that, you know, you should be a prophet because, you know, you said this and it came to pass, that doesn't say you're a prophet. Because you have a word of knowledge concerning something doesn't mean you're a prophet. Because you have a dream about something and it comes to pass doesn't necessarily mean you're a prophet. There are many things, and a combination of things that goes on with a prophet before he is instituted into the office, until he is actually sent into the office of the prophetic, of the prophet, sorry. The gift of the prophet is something of the prophetic, is something that you can ask for. It's a gift. So I want to read to you here in the 12th chapter of Corinthians, the gift of the Spirit. The 12th chapter of Corinthians, starting at the 8th verse, says this: For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the work of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will, meaning as God will. So God gives the gifts as he sees fit. Do you understand? But the office of the prophet, he chooses. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Thank you. So that we see a whole lot of people coming up saying, I'm a prophet, 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 I'm a prophet. Everybody wants to be a prophet. Everybody wants to be a prophet. If you really understood the office of the prophet, you would run from being a prophet. If you understood everything that God puts a prophet through, if you understood the importance of the office, you possibly would run from it. So let's get into it. He said that the office of the prophet, the mantle of the prophet, is thrust upon the prophet at birth. He is born with it. Now, when that prophet, when he is born, he may not know anything. He may not show any sign. You know, bits and pieces, spots. He may have dreams and they come to pass. He may have different things. You know, he may say something and it'll come to pass. Other prophets that are born into the office have no inkling. They don't say anything that would indicate that they are prophets. They don't have any dreams that come true. They don't have anything until they are born again and filled with the Holy Ghost. And then God begins to reveal. They have a dream here. They have, they have a vision here or something. And that's how God begins to deal with, hallelujah, you in the office of the prophet. You begin to have dreams, and those dreams begin to come to pass. And then you might say something, you think you're just saying it, but God has placed a word in your mouth unbeknownst to you, and you begin to speak that thing. And you understand, and little things begin to happen. People will then come to you and say, you know, you're a prophet because, you know, you said that. And you have to be careful. You have to be very careful because some can have the gift of prophecy. You understand? So just because you say something and it comes to pass doesn't mean that God has instituted you into the office of the prophet. You understand? So you must understand. Many people will come to you and say, well, I think you're a prophet, or some people will say, you're a prophet, you're a prophet, you're a prophet. But I would wait. Let me talk about me. I had people telling me I was a prophet since the time, I guess, I got saved. I've had people telling me I was a prophet. I never really did anything that made me feel like I was a prophet, and I didn't want to be a prophet because, I was afraid. And so when God, when people would come to me and say I was a prophet, I'd be like, well, yeah, right. But then again, I did that when folks came up to me and said, you a minister. I said, no, you got the wrong person. I'm not a minister. I'm just, I just wanted to be a saint and be somebody that just came in the church, sat down, and everything was perfect. You know, I came in, I sung in the choir, I went home. That's who I wanted to be, but that's not who God had built me and called me to be. So people were thrusting these things on me, I didn't accept it until I got confirmation from God. You see what I'm saying? And then when God gave me confirmation, then I said, okay, well, I can't run from it no more. I have to do it. So for years, people was telling me, you a prophet. You know, God, you a prophet because, you know, you told me that stuff and so, and la, 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 la. And I said, yeah, okay, well, whatever, whatever. And so it wasn't until a couple of years ago, a matter of fact, that God himself told me that I am a prophet unto the nation. So it wasn't until God told me that I said, okay, all right. I'll give in, I'll give up. And then I started to move into the office of the prophet. Now, here's the thing that happened when I began to walk in the office, when I came into the realization that, okay, to be a prophet means I no longer have my own voice. I no longer have my own thoughts. I no longer am my own. I belong to the Lord. I am the mouthpiece of the Lord. So consciously what I realized in that moment was I cannot say anything that God has not said because I don't want to put anything on people that God has not said. So the prophet must be careful what he speaks. So you have all of these people speaking things into your life, and you're letting them speak things into your life. And so, you know, come on, you got to be careful. You have to be careful who speaks into your life. Just because they say they are a prophet doesn't mean they should be speaking in your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? So let's delve really into the office. Into the office of the prophet first. We say that, thank you, Holy Ghost. We say that, you heard me just say, that the office of the prophet is instituted at birth. It is, it's a mantle that God placed on you. No man can put the office of the prophetic on you. No man can put the office of a prophet on you. It has to be given to you by God. It has to be placed on you by God. Do we understand that? You don't put on the office of the prophet. God places it on you. Because if you put it on you, you can take it off at any time. Do you understand? When God places it on you, can't nobody take it off you unless God takes it off of you. Do you understand? Because of some of the things that prophets go through, some of the things that prophets go through, the breaking that prophets have to go through. Do you understand? Now you can say that everybody goes through a breaking. Yes, everybody does. Everybody goes through a breaking. But, I have to say, since God has placed me into this office, the breaking that I went through, I mean, my whole self-esteem, my whole self had to be broken. And then God rebuilt me from my brokenness. Why does he have to break you? Because your thoughts can no longer be your thoughts. He has to think for you. Your thought has to become God's thought. Your mind has to become God's mind. You cannot have your own mind and walk in the office of the prophet. You can't do it. Because if you have your own mind, you're liable to speak your own words. You're liable to say your own thing. You understand? You're liable to speak based on your emotion and not based on what God is saying. So you have to be, hallelujah, you have to be broken to the point that you no longer exist. Hallelujah, you no longer exist. Do you understand? As a prophet unto God, in the office of a prophet, you no longer exist. You don't exist. You do not exist. Do you understand? Jesus exists in you, and you live simply to do the will, to hear the word of God, and speak only that. Only that. Only the word of God. Only the word of God. That's it. That's all you live for, is for the word of God. So you wait at the foot of Jesus for the word of God. And if there's no word that comes, you don't say nothing. Shut it. Hush. You don't say nothing if God did not say it. Why is that? It's because in the office of the prophet, in the office of the prophet, every word you speak, the Holy Ghost watches over that word to perform it. Every word. So you have to be careful. That's why Jesus said the power of life and death is in your mouth. And that is especially true for them who walk in the office of the prophet. You have to be ever so careful. Sweet water and bitter cannot come out of your mouth. Blessings and cursing cannot come out of your mouth. You have to bless at all times. Understand what I'm saying. Understand what I'm saying. Because the word of God is not always a blessing. The word of God is not always a blessing. I just want you to know that for those of you who just think, well, when a prophet speaks, it should confirm what's in my spirit. No. No. Because God is not subject to your spirit. You are subject to his move. He's not subject to you. Hello. He is not subject to you. Hallelujah. You understand? So, for the prophet who is in the office of the prophet, there is a danger for him or her to speak stuff that the Lord did not speak. There's a danger. For the person that is in the office of the prophet, God will kill you because you represent him specifically. You speak for him. So for you to speak something that he did not speak or to say something that he did not speak makes him a liar. Do you understand? And God refuses to be a liar. That's why, thank you, Holy Ghost, my God. That's why when the prophet who is in the office of the prophet speaks, as he told Moses, I will let none of your words fall to the ground. Why? Moses walked in the office of the prophet. Do you understand? He walked in the office. So God made sure that whatever Moses spoke, his word, none of his word fell to the ground without being fulfilled. And that's where the office of the prophet walked. Now, for the gift of prophecy, the gift of prophecy, anybody can ask for. It's a gift. It's not placed on you at birth. You can ask for it at any juncture in your life. It's a gift. It's a gift. But understand. Whereas in the office of the prophet, you're on all the time. At any moment, you are subject, prophets, you walk in the office. At any moment, you are subject to God coming in and revealing something to you, speaking to you that you have to speak to somebody else. You understand? At any moment, for them who have the gift of prophecy, you, help me, Holy Ghost. Because I understand that that some people are going to be offended by this word, but I have to tell you the truth. The gift of the prophet, or the gift, it's not the gift of the prophet, it's the gift of prophecy. It doesn't happen all the time. You understand? The gift of prophecy doesn't happen all the time. You're not on all the time. You're not subject to be ready. I mean, you still have to be holy. You still have to be righteous. You still have to live before God for the gift to work. But in the gift of the prophet or the gift of prophecy, it happens sporadically. God gives you a prophecy sporadically. You understand? Whereas in the office of the prophet, you stand before God continuously. Am I making any sense to them? Do you understand what I'm saying? Here's what the office of the prophet of the prophetic is not, or the office of the prophet is not. It is not soothsaying. It is not fortune telling. You understand? It is not telling your future. That's not prophecy. That's soothsaying. You have to be very careful, because when you have the gift of prophecy and you're not being ordered by God, or you're not, hallelujah, sealed in God, you're not moving under the unction of God, you can move under the unction of any spirit. That's the gift of the Spirit. Of prophecy. You can be influenced by any spirit because you have the gift of prophecy. It's not the gift of prophet, it's the gift of prophecy. And so just because you have a gift of prophecy does not make you a prophet. Do you understand? Just because you have the gift of prophecy, that doesn't make you a prophet. You understand? So then, that's why it is so important for those who have the gift of prophecy to make sure that they are walking before God, that they are holy, that they are washed, that they are clean, that they, hallelujah, have died to the things of the flesh, that they are not influenced by anything outside of God. Do you understand? Because the gift of prophecy can be persuaded to be used in any other way. Case in point. You know, the people that you go by with the you know, the palm readers, the seed sayers, and all these have the gift of prophecy. It's perverted, but that's a gift of the prophecy. That's a gift of prophecy. Do you understand? That's what that is. You see what I'm saying? People who can tell you your future, to people that can tell, that's a gift of prophecy. But as I said, prophecy is not fortune telling. You understand? Now, when you have the gift of prophecy, the one thing that you often want people to do is validate that what you said was the truth. Help me, Holy Ghost. The gift of prophecy seeks validation. So when you speak something to somebody, immediately you want to, okay, well, anything that the Lord said, no. Because if the Lord said it, the Lord will validate it. Yeah. Do you understand? If the Lord spoke it, the Lord will validate it. Sometimes immediately, sometimes down the road, but the Lord will validate his own prophet. You understand what I'm saying? So those who are in the office of the prophet do not need to validate, don't need anyone to validate their prophecy. God will validate their prophecy. I don't care if it takes 10 years for that prophecy to come to pass, God will validate his prophet if he is the one who instituted them as a prophet. You understand what I'm saying? So that's the difference between the gift and the office. You see what I'm saying? The gift can be influenced. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The office of the prophet cannot, because you're broken way before God begins to move you into working in the office. You are broken. Your spirit is broken. Who you are is broken. Long before you go out there and you start, hallelujah, prophesying to folk and stuff, God breaks you, because your spirit has to be broken. You understand? Because if it's not, you're going to start getting glory to yourself. Ooh, thank God. Come see the prophet. Come see the prophet. No, baby, don't come see the prophet. You better come to see God. Because the prophet don't have nothing for you if God does not speak. You understand? So we have a whole lot of people right here on Blog Talk talking about come see the prophet. You better run as far as you can with somebody telling you to come see the prophet. Do you understand? Because that's a wayward prophet who is promoting themselves and not promoting God. Do you understand? The prophet who is in the office of the prophet promotes God at all times. God is his main focus. God is who he brings a word from. And when he's finished with the word, that's all he got to say. Those who put themselves in the office of the prophet always got something else to add, always got something else to say. You understand? Always. And then they want a gift from you. Yeah, I'm going to tell it. Yeah. Now they want you to come on, give me a gift. The Bible said, buy the word and sell it not. Buy the word, but don't you sell it. Do you understand? So we're selling our gifts. We're selling the office of the prophet, and it's never been for sale. You understand? The office of the prophet cannot take any gifts for his prophecy because they come from God. And let me help you. They are not always a blessing. There's not always God gonna bless you with a car. God gonna bless you with the house. Let me tell you, that's far in between for the office, for them that walk in the office of the prophet. Far in between. Oh my God, my God. Do you understand? It's far. It's far from that. That's not who God has called, hallelujah, the prophet to be. He's not a fortune teller. You understand? Bear with me one moment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the office of the prophet carries a heavy weight with it. You see what I'm saying? It carries a heavy weight. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, bear with me. I'm trying to find. So God told Jeremiah in the first book, in the first chapter of Jeremiah, and the fourth verse. He said, before I formed thee in the belly, in the womb, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. So the office of the prophet was instituted at birth. And that is true for every one of the major prophets. That is true for every one of them. They were instituted at birth. Now, for some of them, God chose, started using them later in life, but they still, hallelujah, had the mantle of the prophet on them at birth. You take Moses, you take David, you take Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, hallelujah, Jesus. They all were, hallelujah, mantleized. In the name of Jesus. Do you understand? But what I want to get to is, hallelujah, what I want to get to is the fact of the purpose of the prophet. That's what I want to get to, because we have the purpose of the prophet misconstrued. We have taken the prophet and we're bringing it down to his lowest denominator. We've made the prophet a soothsayer. We've made him a fortune teller. We got to now tell your path in order for you to believe what the word of the Lord is. Come on. We got to do all of these things, hallelujah, before you believe that a prophet is actually a prophet. The word says, the prophet that speak, and I have not spoken. Hello. When that word does not come to pass, then you know that's a lying prophet. Well, if the word does come to pass, then that is a prophet I've chosen. Amen? Hallelujah. So what we have to be careful of is that we do not use the office of the prophet as some kind of, you know, fortune telling. I just can't get past this. The office of the prophet or the prophetic is not used for fortune telling. It's used to correct people in the areas of their ways. It's used to bring people back, hallelujah, in the right standing with God. That's what the prophet is for. He's not there to tell you you're going to get a new house. That's not why he's there. That's not why he's there. That's not why God instituted the office of the prophet, so that you can go out and, hallelujah, you can just tell people, okay, God's going to do this, and God's going to do this, and God says this, and God said that, and God said that, da, da, da. And every time you speak, it's a blessing. Every time you speak, come on, somebody getting a house, somebody getting a car, somebody getting this. But this is what the word said in the 10th verse of the first chapter of Jeremiah. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Now, that's a loaded scripture right there. Let me break it down for you. There is only two times he said that I've come to, that he sends the prophet to build and to plant. Only twice. Other than that, the prophet is to root out, to pull down, destroy, throw down, build, and to plant. Well, why is he only to build and to plant way after he destroyed, He rooted out, he pulled down, he destroyed. Well, because the prophet destroys twice as much as he builds. You see what I'm saying? That's why prophets are not liked. That's why prophets are hated. That's why it's feared when prophet comes into a place. If anybody likes you, they love to see you coming, there's a problem. Come on, prophets. If they love to see you coming all the time, that's a problem. If they love to hear you speak all the time, that's a problem. Do you understand? Because you're coming to plant out. You're coming to root out. What am I coming to root out? I'm coming to root out your selfishness. I'm coming to root out the sin that you're trying to hide from everybody. I'm coming to expose it. Come on. I'm coming to root up the devil that you've been playing with all of these years. And then after I have cleaned all of that mess out, then I'm going to build you up. But the first thing I've got to do is I've got to pull down all of that mess inside of you. I've got to pull down your stubborn spirit. That's a prophet. So he's not liked all, he or she is not liked all the time. You see what I'm saying? Read your Bible. For in them you think. In there you think you have eternal life. Go ahead, read the scriptures. Show me anywhere where anybody loved to see a prophet coming, unless they were truly walking in the ways of God. Come on. Very few people love to see a prophet coming. Prophets are not called all the time. Why? Because of the word that they carry, because of the messages that they bring from God. And especially in this season, the words are not always happy. The words are not always sweet. And so now the prophets have spoiled people, or the so-called prophets, because we want to let everybody know you blessed. So we're going around blessing people in their mess. They're out sleeping with Sally, Larry, and June, and we're calling them blessed. They're hating their brothers and their sisters, but we're calling them blessed. Come on, let me lay my hands on you so I can bless you in the name of Jesus. And they're murdering their brothers through hate. But we want to bless everybody. Come on, prophets. You're a prophet, right? Come on. Let's stand up in the office that God has, if God has really called you in that office. He didn't call you in that office so that you could be loved. No, that's not why he called you into the prophet. That's not why he called you into the office of the prophet, if he called you into the office of the prophet. Because you stand for something that will be spoken against. Because you come to always bring the word from the Lord and from the Lord only. not from Prophet Sue and Sue, not from Prophet G and G, but from the Lord. Do you understand? That's the office of the prophet. The gift of the prophet, if it's not ruled correctly, if your spirit has not been brought into subjection, if you have not been broken by God, if you have not been destroyed by God, in other words, if you have not died, you've got to die to walk in this office. You've got to die. Because God cannot use you thinking your own mind, walking in your own way, wanting to have the glory all the time. See me, I'm a prophet. I'm prophet so-and-so. Come on. And we got to give you the best seat in the house because you are prophet so-and-so. Come on, somebody. Come on, we got to rearrange our schedule because you prophet so-and-so. No, baby. No. That's why God has to destroy your spirit. And that's why God is the one who has to send you out. Not you, because a few people told you you were a prophet. No. God sends you out. And if God has not told you you are a prophet, sit down until God tells you you are a prophet. Sit down until God tells you you are a prophet. Stay in your place until God elevates you. Because this office is not, it's not a glamorous office. If you really walk in the office of the prophet like God has called the office of the prophet, you wouldn't be seen many times. You wouldn't be called many times. Matter of fact, a prophet is hardly ever called. He actually is sent by God. He is sent into an area by God because he's not going to be called many times. He or she, excuse me. You understand? Because of the word he carries from God. So we've got to get this office correct. We've got to get it correct. You're not a soothsayer. You don't have to go in somebody's past to bring them back to their future. God is in their present. God will take you into their future if it needs to be. But you are there to warn, to guide, to pull up, to root out the sin, to bring them back into holiness and righteousness. That is your job as a prophet. That's your job. I ain't going to make many friends tonight, but that's all right. You understand? That's the office of the prophet. That's who you are, prophets. God help me, Jesus. And so we bring people to hear us. Come hear the prophet. Come hear me. I got a word from the Lord for you. I would be very careful. I would run in the other direction. You got a word for me? That's not how God does things. God does not need to sound a trumpet before him to let people know I got a word for you. When God has a word, he simply tells you to go to the person, or if he's sending you to the nation, then go to them. He simply sends you, and then you speak. That's it. You don't bring any praise to yourself. You don't bring any glory to yourself. You don't make your name great. Your name, look, God makes your name great, not you. Hello? God makes your name great, not you. Your gift, altar will make room for you, not you make room for the gift. Come on, somebody. Prophets, you should be, hallelujah, you should be jumping up. It's just been too long that we've taken the office of the prophet. And we have, now we have so many prophets. You know, they had many prophets in the Israelite days, too. Most of them were lying prophets, but they had a lot of prophets, too. And so just like then, we have a whole lot of lying prophets going out into the world who sent themselves and didn't wait on God to send them. Who got lifted up in pride because a few people told her, oh, you got the gift of prophecy. You should go out and be a prophet. And you believe the press instead of waiting on God. The office of the prophet is serious business. It is not to be trifled with. It is not to be played with. It is not to be used for your own pleasure. It is not for you to bring glory to yourself. It is for you to bring glory to God. If God doesn't have anything to say, neither do you. If God has not spoken, you cannot speak. Hello? If God reveals something to you until he tells you to say it, hush up. Don't say a word. Sometimes God shows you things so you can pray. Sometimes God reveals things to you so that you can intercede. You understand? Wait on God. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Hello, somebody. Wait on the Lord. Stop running into things that God has not sent you into. Come on, somebody. I know I ain't going to get many amens tonight, but hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah anyhow. We've taken this office and we've used it for our own pleasure, for our own enjoyment, because it gets our name recognized. And now this is why the prophet, the office of the prophet has no respect in the body of Christ. Because we've taken it and we're using it for everything but what God has sanctioned it for. And because we got a little gift of prophecy doesn't mean we are prophets. Hallelujah. Hello, somebody. Just because you have the gift of knowledge doesn't make you a prophet. And that's a gift that can be confused with prophecy. Come on, somebody. I just want to get it right because I'm really tired, because what God put me to send me out in the office of the prophet, what he took me through, I'm telling you, he broke me down. He broke me down. He broke me from the inside out and then rebuilt me, not to think of my old self, not to think, God, out of Okosa, but to always be, hallelujah, thinking about, Father, what do you want? Father, what do you need? Okay, do you want me to say this, or is this something I'm supposed to be praying for? Or am I supposed to be revealing this, or is this something you want me to hold back? Is this something I should be saying? What should I be doing? Okay, now I hear what you're saying, but do you want me to say that, or you just want me to speak? What do you want me to do? Everything goes through God. Everything. Because it's not about you. It's about the Lord. It's about Jesus Christ. These gifts weren't instituted. These offices are not instituted for you to exact your own pleasures. or we're going to get deeper. But I only have 9 minutes right now. We're going to get deeper. Because I want to talk about how we use these office, hallelujah, to bring people into bondage. Come on. Come on. Or we're going to get into it. Because we've got to set this right. We've got to set it right. Amen? I have 9 minutes. Anybody wanting to call in and say anything? Say anything. We'll agree with you in prayer. If you need prayer, we will agree with you in the name of Jesus. We just want you to understand the office of the prophet, aside from the gift of prophecy. Okay? We need to understand what it is and how it operates. Amen? That's 646-929-1310. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If not, hallelujah, I gotta let you go. I gotta let you go in the name of Jesus. We're going to be back here tomorrow, and we're going, under the unction of the Holy Ghost, we're going to go deeper in the, hallelujah, the office of the prophet and the gift of prophecy. Amen? Thank you. I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for, hallelujah, hearing us. God bless you and have a good night.
Is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him. Righteous and redeeming God. of all the chorus, worthy of all the praise, we will bow before you.